Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Dreams, I love you, honest I do. You are so sweet. If I could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again. And after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams, it's you. Of my dreams, I love you, honest I do. You are so sweet. If I could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again. And after all and done, there's only one girl of my dreams, it's you.
Buddy Clark starts off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before with the song Girl of My Dreams. What a beautiful recording Buddy made of that song, written by Sonny Clapp, and that was in 1947. Well, that's the theme for this morning's show. They do this once a year, and we have a show all about dreams, songs about dreams, and the various recordings that were made of those songs. And, it's always helpful to be able to do a little dreaming. That's what we'll do this morning. Our next song is from 1938, and it's brought to us by the swing singer Mildred Bailey. Oh, what a delightful style she had. And she shows it off to perfection with this recording of Daydreaming. That was written by Jerome Kern and Gus Kahn, and she's accompanied by the orchestra led by Red Norvo. Then forward a couple of decades to the beautiful voice of Vic Damone from 1956. And the song he'll bring us is called You Stepped Out of a Dream. The music by Nacio Herb Brown and Gus Kahn wrote the lyrics. And we'll round it out with a recording from the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1937. Benny was really going strong at this point. This is right in the middle of the swing era, and he had a fabulous orchestra. And that wonderful clarinet that he played as well. Well, he is in the orchestra, and Betty Van, the singer who was with them at the time, will bring us the song Afraid to Dream. And that was from the pens of the songwriting team Matt Gordon and Harry Revell, and it was featured in the movie of the time, 1937, called You Can't Have Everything, and that will be Afraid to Dream. And we'll start with the lovely voice of Mildred Bailey from 1938, Daydreaming.
Out of a dream, you are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours, honest and truly? You stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd and have you all to myself alone and apart out of a dream safe in my heart. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours, honest and truly you? You stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd and have you all to myself, alone and apart out of a dream, safe in my heart, out of a dream. Safe in my
Benny Goodman and Betty Van brought us Afraid to Dream from 1937. Before that, we heard Vic Damone from 1956, You Stepped Out of a Dream, and another impeccable performance there by Mr. Damone. And that was written, of course, by Nacho Herb Brown and Gus Kahn. And we started out with a lovely Jerome Kern melody with words by Gus Kahn, Daydreaming, brought to us by Mildred Bailey in her 1938 recording with the orchestra led by Red Norvo. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're hearing songs about dreams. There were many of them, as you can imagine. It demonstrates beautifully the songwriting art that was so marvelous at this time. And, of course, all those wonderful recordings, we're hearing a tiny selection of them. But the musicians and the singers really did more than justice to these songs, as we'll hear this morning. Well, our next song is from 1955 and from a pretty famous voice, and that belonged to Frank Sinatra. These are his Capitol days, and he's joined on this one, as he was so often during this time, by the orchestra of Nelson Riddle. The song is called Deep in a Dream, and it was written by Eddie DeLange and Jimmy Van Heusen. And then we'll go forward a couple of years to another wonderful voice, and that belonged to Doris Day. And she is joined in the studio this morning by Paul Weston and his Music from Hollywood. That was the name of his orchestra. And the song, this is a particular favorite of mine, and I remember hearing it many years ago, rather later than 1957, but from Cass Elliot of the Mamas and Papas, and it really stayed with me. And there have been some wonderful recordings of it, and Doris brings us one of them, and it's called Dream a Little Dream of Me. Written again, we're hearing a lot from Gus Kahn this morning. Lyrics by Gus Kahn, Fabienne André, and Wilbur Schwant also were the songwriters on that one. And then back to 1942, to the wonderful orchestra led by Jimmy Lunsford. And he and his orchestra will join us this morning with a song called I Dream a Lot About You. And that was written by Trummy Young. And we'll start with Frank Sinatra from 1955, along with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, Deep in a Dream.
I dim all the lights, and I sink in my chair. The smoke from my cigarette climbs through the air. The walls of my room fade away in the blue, and I'm deep in a dream of you. The smoke makes a stairway for you to descend. You come to my arms, may this bliss never end. For we'll love anew, just as we used to do, when I'm deep in a dream. Then from the ceiling, sweet music comes stealing. We glide through a lover's refrain. You're so appealing that I'm soon revealing my love for you over again. Cigarette burns me, I wake with a start. My hand isn't hurt, but there's pain in my heart. Awake or asleep, every memory I'll keep deep in a dream. Of you.
stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream. Sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.
To find I'm forsaken, teardrops fill my eyes. I dream the cutest little dreams, dreams that don't come true. My dreams are precious little dreams. I dream a lot about you. my dreams, you're so stunning. You're such a pleasant surprise. Then I awaken to find I'm forsaken. Teardrops fill my eyes. I dream the cutest little dreams, dreams that don't come true. My dreams are precious little dreams. I dream a lot about you.
You just heard the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra from 1942 with the song I Dream a Lot About You, and that was written by Trummy Young. Doris Day from 1957 brought us the classic Dream a Little Dream of Me, and she was joined by Paul Weston and his orchestra. And we started out with the wonderful voice, the unique voice of Frank Sinatra from 1955. Deep in a Dream, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Eddie DeLange, and Frank was joined by the orchestra led by Nelson Riddle. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa and bringing you music this Sunday morning from days gone by. Our tunes today are mostly from the 30s through to the late 50s. And they're on the theme of dreams, a very popular one with songwriters. And we have a tiny selection of the many songs that were written and recorded on this particular topic. And our next song is from 1934. Our next recording is from 1934, and it's from British singer Al Boley. He's accompanied by Ray Noble and his orchestra. And this was, in fact, recorded July the 11th, 1934. Little bit of historical note there. The song is written by Nisha Herb Brown and Arthur Freed. We often hear it performed by Gene Kelly. We'll hear it from Al Boley today, and it's called All I Do Is Dream of You. And then we'll go forward to 1940 to a fabulous orchestra that had been set up in the mid-1930s by drummer Chick Webb. Well, the orchestra was jam-packed with talent, not the least of which was Chick Webb. And he was joined at this time by a young singer called Ella Fitzgerald. And she, of course, well, she went on to make history, as we know. Well, this is from 1940, and at this point, tragically, Chick Webb was no longer with the band. He died very young the previous year. And the band was actually taken over by Ella Fitzgerald and led for several years after that. Well, this song was recorded in 1940, and it's called I Fell in Love with a Dream. And it was written by Ella Fitzgerald, along with Irving Skye and Nate Goldsmith. And then forward to 1955, to one of the most beautiful voices around, and that belonged to Sarah Vaughan. She had amazing interpretive skills and a great power to her voice, but it could also be very tender and very expressive. Well, the song she's bringing us this morning is written by Duke Ellington and Don George, and it's called It Shouldn't Happen to a Dream. And that will be Sarah Vaughan. And we'll start with Al Boley and Ray Noble and his orchestra from 1934, All I Do Is Dream of You.
Go on and dream of you. You're every thought, you're every king, you're every song I ever sing. summer, winter, autumn, and spring, and wear them more than 24 hours a day. They'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and night are two. All I do the whole day through is dream of you.
all of my hope living right in your eyes. So much at stake, and then I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. I feel your lips stand my heart on its head. Then comes the ache, again I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. The flowers get happy and dance in the lane. Darkness no longer is deep. We're meant for each other, and it's perfectly plain. Each time I walk in my sleep, here comes the night, cutting capers again. Just for a while, you'll be with me, and then the bubble will break. Again I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. Just for a while, you'll be with me, and then the bubble will break again. I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. It shouldn't happen to.
You just heard the gorgeous voice of Sarah Vaughan from 1955, It Shouldn't Happen to a Dream, written by Duke Ellington and Don George. Before that, a wonderful orchestra of Chick Webb with Ella Fitzgerald, I Fell in Love with a Dream. And we started out with Al Boley and Ray Noble and his orchestra from 1934, All I Do is Dream of You, written by Nacho Herb Brown and Arthur Freed.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're listening to songs about dreams, recorded in the 1930s and the 1940s. And it was a wonderful theme, and they are beautiful songs. There were many of them. We're hearing a tiny selection of them this morning. And our next recording is from 1958. No stranger to the show, this is Robert Farnon and his orchestra. And of course, he was a composer and a conductor and an arranger of great note. Made many, many recordings over his lifetime. This is one of them. He's going to bring us a song written by Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein. And it's called When I Grow Too Old to Dream. And it's another one of those exquisite arrangements and performances by Robert Farnon and his orchestra. And then we will go back to 1942, to the orchestra led by Artie Shaw. The song is written by Harold Arlen and lyrics by Johnny Mercer. And the lyrics are brought to us this morning by Bonnie Lake, along with, of course, the Artie Shaw Orchestra and Artie's wonderful clarinet. And the song is called, This Time, The Dream's on Me. And then forward 4 years, and we're going to listen to a small group of wonderful jazz artists led by Wild Bill Davidson. The group's called Wild Bill Davidson and His Commodores. He's on trumpet. Albert Nicholas is playing the clarinet. We'll hear George Bruni's on trombone. Eddie Condon on guitar. Gene Schroeder is playing the piano. Jack Lesberg on bass. And the great Dave Tough on drums. The song's written by Harry Barris, Ted Kohler, and Billy Moll. And it's called Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. And we'll start with Robert Farnon and his orchestra, When I Grow Too Old to Dream.
Thank you. by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you look at me adoringly. But as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It would be far to be certain that I'm the one to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon. To see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can't be true, but this time the dream's on me.
Just heard the fabulous trumpet of Wild Bill Davidson along with his Commodores from 1936, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. Before that, we heard the fine clarinet of Artie Shaw from 1942 and the fine voice of Bonnie Lake, with a song written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer called This Time, The Dream's on Me. And we started out with Robert Farnon and his orchestra, the lovely tune written by Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein, When I Grow Too Old to Dream. And Robert Farnon recorded that in 1958. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We've been celebrating songs written on the topic of dreams. And as I said, there were many of them, and they're all quite delightful. I do hope you enjoyed the songs this morning, and hope you'll be able to join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. Do please stay with us. Randy will be joining us in just a few moments, bringing you 2 hours of fabulous jazz for this afternoon. Our final song for today is called Hit the Road to Dreamland. It was also written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. And it's brought to us by Margaret Whiting, she of the beautiful lyrical voice, and she recorded it in 1946. Here's Hit the Road to Dreamland.
Bye-bye, baby, time to hit the road to Dreamland, you're my baby, dig you in the land of night. Hold tight, baby, we'll be swinging up in dreamland all night, baby, where the little cherubs trot. Look at that knocked out moon, been a blowing his top of the blue, never saw the likes of you. What an angel, bye-bye, baby, time to hit the road to dreamland. Don't cry, baby, dig you in the land of night. Bye, bye, baby, time to hit the road to dreamland. You're my swinging up in dreamland all night, baby, where the little cherubs try. Look at that knocked out moon, been a blowing his top of the blue, never saw the likes of you. What an angel, bye bye, baby, time to hit the road to dreamland. Don't it was divine, but the rooster has finally crowed. Time to hit the road. Time to hit the road. Bye-bye, baby.